Es khazar zeh khnesh ba khatsa shag ba yehudim sagt ba mitzia daf nun tes. Sagte gemar. Rechinin said the pasuk regarding a nov word says velay sainu ish es amisai. Why does it say we use the word amisai instead of achiv like it does by monetary I know? The word amisai teaches that this iser only applies to a yid who keeps the Torah mitzvahs. Amisai is understood as meaning am itoy, a nation that is with you. Rav said a person must always be very careful with verbally bothering his wife because she cries easily and she is easily bothered, which can bring to quick punishment for the husband. Rav Elazar said the day of the churban, from the day of the churban, the gates of prayers are locked, the shara tefillah, but the gates of tears, the shara demois, are not locked. Rav said whoever follows the advice of his wife will fall into Gehenna. Rav Papa asked Abaya, people say that one should listen to the advice of his wife. And for the Gemara, he should listen to her in matters concerning the house, but not in other matters. Others say he should not listen to her in matters of Yiddishkeit, but should listen to her in other matters. Rav Chisda said, all the gates of heaven are closed to one's tefillahs, except for one who cries out when he's being bothered with Ainoah. Rabbi Lozer said, all averis are punished via shliach of Hashem except for Einah, for which Hashem himself punishes a person. Rav said, there are three averis which always remain the focus of Hashem without interruption. Einah, Gezel, and Avodah Zarah. Rav Yehuda said, a person should always make sure to have enough food in his house because most fights in the house are due to lack of enough food. Rav Papa said, this is the basis of saying that when the barley container is empty, you can hear fighting in the house. Rav Chinan bar Papa said, a person should always make sure to have enough grain in the house because lack of grain, meaning bread, is what the pasuk defines as true poverty. Rav Chelboy said, a person should be very careful with the honor of his wife because a person's house is blessed only on account of his wife. This is what Rava meant when he told the people of Mechuzah, honor your wives so that you may become wealthy. Zakt de Gemara Vaiter. Mishnah tells of a case in which Rabbi Eliezer argued strongly about the tahara of an oven that was sliced and put back together with sand. Rabbi Eliezer said it's tar, the Chacham said it's tame. The Chachamim ruled as tame everything that touched that oven which Rabbi Eliezer had ruled to be tar. Rabbi Eliezer went so far as to ask that his view be proven by a tree which then moved 100 amas. And he said by a stream of water which then began reverse its flow, started flowing upstream. And then he asked for it to be proven by the walls of the basement, which began to tilt and fall until Rabbi Shua told him to stop, and they remained in a tilted position. And then finally with a baskal, to which Rabbi Shua said, we don't have to listen to a baskal because Torah la b'shamayim hi, it was given to us Eden down over here. A b'raisa says, Acham took everything that Rabbi Eliezer passed in as Torah and burned it as Tomei. They then voted and put him in Chayim for continuing to argue. They weren't sure who should go tell him that he was put into Chayim. Rabbi Kiva volunteered and broke the news to him indirectly. Rabbi Eliezer ripped his clothing, took off his shoes, sat on the ground and cried. At that time, a third of the world's olives and wheat and barley became ruined. Some say even the dough in a woman's hand became ruined as well. Abraham said there was a tremendous anger on that day. Whatever Rabbi Eliezer looked at was immediately burned. Rabbi Gamliel was traveling on a boat and a wave threatened to drown him. He said, I feel this only because of Rabbi Eliezer. He stood up and said, Hashem, you know that I put him in Chayim, not for my own honor or my family's honor, but rather for your honor, so that there not be many machlokes in Klal Yisrael. The sea then calmed down. Rabbi Eliezer's wife was a sister of Rabbi Gamliel. From the time of this incident of when Rabbi Gamliel put Rabbi Eliezer in Chayim, she did not allow Rabbi Eliezer's daven tachton. One day she thought it was Rosh Chodesh when tachton is not said, and she went ahead and gave to give a poor man some bread. In the meantime, Rabbi Eliezer said tachton. His wife yelled, "Get up! You're killing my brother!" At that time, the news came out that Rabbi Gamliel had died. Rabbi Eliezer asked his wife how she knew that this would happen. She said, I have a Kabbalah from my grandfather, David HaMelech, that all the gates of heaven are locked except for the gate of Einah, of one who suffers Einah. A Braisa says, one who pains a ger with Einah of words is over three lavim, and one who oppresses him to repay a debt is over on two lavim. I affect more, there seem to be three lavim that relate to oppression as well. The Braisa should be read that in both cases there are three lavim that the person would be over. A Braisa says, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol said, why does the Torah warn in 36 places, and some say in 46 places, regarding the painting of a ger? Because he's accustomed to his old lifestyle and may return to that and leave Judaism behind, so you have to be very careful that you don't push him into that situation. What's meant by the pasuk that says that one may not paint a ger because we were all gerim in Mitzrayim? And for the Gemara, it's like the Braisa says, or Abnasan said, do not mention something embarrassing about someone else when you yourself have that same embarrassing attribute.